Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For a limited time, Tackle Provider Sign Up is free in your area. Just visit Tackle.com and sign up today. Be your own boss. Choose your own schedule. Pick only the jobs you're willing to do. And most importantly, make money doing it. Join the thousands of people across America helping other people tackle their chores. Visit Tackle.com and become a Tackle Provider today. That's Tackle.com. T-A-K-L.com.
Paint pros know a lot about painting. It's why they're called pros, but their secret's out. And it's now at the Home Depot. Professional quality PPG Timeless paint starting at just $33.98 a gallon. With complete one coat coverage, interior and exterior, PPG is a brand trusted by paint pros for over 100 years. And now, it's your turn. Pro grade PPG Timeless paint starting at just $33.98 a gallon. Now, at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, see store for details.
Step one, you signed a lease for new office space. Step two, you notified your clients and updated your letterhead. Step three, what is step three? Oh, right, now you have to move everything. Relax, Staples has you covered with moving boxes, packing tape, bubble roll, everything you need, all at great low prices. And now at Staples, select moving boxes are only $1. Staples, come in store today and get your moving supplies in one easy step.
N62318, in store only. Good on SKU 742294 and 834945.
Memphis weather can be unpredictable, from extreme cold to severe storms to tornadic winds, so perhaps it's time to go ahead and put Danny Morrison Roofing in your phone. My name's Gary Parrish, and I'm here to remind you that if your roof suffers from damage due to unpredictable weather, Danny Morrison can get you under a new roof at no out-of-pocket expense to you. That's right. Danny and his team will work directly with your insurance company and get you taken care of quickly and professionally, and most importantly, at no out-of-pocket cost to you. You've heard me talking about it for years, and people ask me all the time if it's legit, and I'm telling you, it's legit. You can trust Danny Morrison to handle your roofing needs, and you can call him at 901-870-0186. That's 870-0186. Danny's company is the best in the Mid-South, evidence being that it has won the Memphis Most Award in the category of best roofing contractor in the Mid-South. His team is experienced and knowledgeable, and now they're waiting for your call, so call them. 870-0186. That's 901-870-0186. That's Danny Morrison Roofing, on the web, morrisonroofing.net. That's morrisonroofing.net.
We're brothers, we're happy and we're singing and we're
happy. It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Presented live and locally by the Wing Guru. The Wing Guru.
Who that, man, this what you been waiting for? I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, though, cause now I'm getting hot enough to fuck with one and stay at home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television, and did I fail to mention? Your girl is not a missionary, boy, you failed to mention. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real, let you celebrate it, finger poke, whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn, then I redecorated. That means my pay was earned. Live life, might as well, only way to learn is try and fail clients that are only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that, that got that flame? Who that, that got that flame? Who that, that got that flame? So don't worry about my name. I gotta
say. All right. You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN. It is Tuesday. It's day two of LeBron Watch 2018. LeBron, where you going? How's your hand?
Yeah.
Brother, how's that doing? And John, I think before we go any further, we should thank the worm, Dennis Rodman.
Yeah.
For what he's doing for this country right now.
What a diplomat.
Bringing us and North Korea closer together, brother. Nothing more patriotic than seeing Dennis Rodman cry. And how much this means to him.
I wasn't really sure, like, what to make of that.
It was a joyous cry.
Like, what was it?
Yes, he was happy.
He's happy this was happening.
He talked a lot about, like, how he wasn't accepted back home and he had to hide.
I couldn't understand it because he was heaving, but he had to hide for 30 days, Johnny. Got death threats.
Do you think he really had to hide for 30 days?
I don't know, man.
I just don't know how much of it to believe.
That brother's going through it.
But there's a lot to get to today.
Big show. I underline the word big, John.
On the show. And here's what we have going on the show today. At 11:25, we're going to talk to Bobby Marks. Bobby Marks will join us from ESPN. He's a front office insider.
Gonna make us smarter.
LeBron James, the favorite to land LeBron James, overwhelmingly is now the Los Angeles Lakers. They have moved to -150.
Saw that
in some bookmakers, Jason, which means they are the overwhelming favorite. So we will talk to him about that.
Okay.
Lots to get to with Bobby Marks. The draft is coming up. What he's heard on that, Michael Porter Jr.
Brian Windhorst had an interesting option for LeBron. Suggested that he should convince KD to go to the Lakers.
Yep, so we'll ask him about that.
We're going to ask Bobby about that.
Lots to get to with Bobby Marks at 11:25. 12:25, we're going to talk to Clay T. Ravis. He will join us from New York City. He's there for the U.S. Open.
Okay.
Clay and I just missed each other. You know, I'm sure if we were there at the same time, he would have met up
wouldn't have hung out or anything.
You don't think he would have
gotten
a drink or a cup of coffee?
Does he follow you on Twitter?
No. He follows like 200 people on Twitter. He doesn't follow you on Twitter.
The answer, he's not on new coffee with me either.
Okay.
But he is gracious enough to give us, 15, 20 minutes every Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Thank you for that, Clay Travis.
So we're going to talk to Clay Travis about the Rodman involvement.
It's historic.
And, of course, you know, he is a history buff, so I'd like to get his thoughts on the summit meeting between. Well, he is.
I'm kidding.
A self-proclaimed. I mean, he's, you know.
Yeah, but how can you. Never mind.
Let's just not go there,
all right,
man. It's Tuesday.
Go there when he gets on.
I know where you were going, and I don't want it. What?
I said I'm a history buff.
There are sometimes when you don't know things.
What are you talking
about?
That
have happened in history.
History buff.
Please
what,
explain.
Bennett?
You're the one that
American
asked me about
history?
You're the one that asked me about Mount Rushmore the other day. I had to school y'all on that.
Fine.
He did.
Who was the 18th president of the United States?
Dude, I don't know.
I mean, okay, you
mean,
tell me you're a history buff.
Wasn't this your major?
Yes, but I don't. I mean, that's not why you don't sit around.
Come
and,
on,
like,
bro. You're supposed to know the 18th president.
Do you give? What's your guess?
We have stumped Bennett.
To start the show. Literally comes on and brags about how he's this history buff himself, and he can't even, he's Googling, he can't even name the 18th president.
Just give us the 19th then.
The 18th president of the United States was Ulysses S. Grant.
Good try, Bennett.
Can you name the 24th president?
I know that Abe Lincoln was before that, I believe.
What number was Abe Lincoln? What number president was Abe Lincoln?
You believe he was before the 24th president?
Can you give
no,
us a...
No, he was before Ulysses S. Grant.
Take a stab on number for Lincoln and show us.
I'm going to say that Lincoln was... you said... Okay,
He was the 16th. Thank goodness.
16.
Got you
16.
There.
Okay.
Success
who was,
to start the show.
Man, who was the first president?
Dude, see,
we have a big show. Bennett, you performed right there. 16 president.
Oh yeah, he performed.
You put me on the spot about Mount Rushmore too, and I nailed it.
Dude,
obviously a history buff.
Put you on the spot about Mount Rushmore. That like everybody knows who's on Mount Rushmore.
You didn't know it.
Yes, I did, man.
No, you didn't.
You guys awfully combative to start the show here. Calm down.
I'm just saying. He said he was a history buff, and then he couldn't name the 18th president.
Did I not just do it?
No, you didn't.
Nailed 16.
You did not name 18. You could not do 18. You couldn't. You named Abraham Lincoln as the 16th correctly. I don't want you to get upset. It's okay, dude. The 18th is an obscure number.
We're going to stop this, but Bennett, next time, turn it back on him. That's what I suggest.
I don't claim to be a history buff.
He doesn't like when you put the mirror in his face.
I mean, all I'm going to say is I'm 2 for 2, so, like, okay. What else you got?
Okay, Bennett.
All right, let's go.
You're 2 for 3.
Showtime.
You're 2 for 3.
We're about 6 minutes in.
All right, Clay Travis is going to join us at 12:25. And it will go much better than Bennett's attempt at naming the 18th president. And then at 1:25, very excited about this.
Big.
SmackDown Live is here tonight, Jason.
Yes, I'm aware.
There's a pre-party at Kooky Canuck if you're interested. I'll be there. Come hang out with me. Me and Dustin Starr.
No, I'll be in the place you love to hate, Raleigh.
Okay. You can watch it from out there, I think. I think the reception is good out there, not at least good enough.
We pick up USA Network just fine.
Yeah. Me. SmackDown is going to be in town tonight. And so Samoa Joe will be here in studio. He is a large man. He's an assassin. So he'll be here in studio. And I don't know how it's going to go between you and him. I really don't. I don't know.
I always do fine on these wrestling interviews.
This is a little bit of a different one, I think, for you.
How would that be?
So he'll be in studio at 1:25.
Who got you Coco Beware?
Oh, that's true. Your claim to fame. Coco Beware.
I did.
You did. You got him. How's he doing, by the way? You doing okay?
Yeah, call, text me, you know.
Okay.
From time to time.
Good.
Ask how I'm doing.
Good. Good. All right, so that is...
I appreciate that.
Yeah, you should. That is the show today. We have a very important order of business to take care of, though. Occasionally, there are things we like to do on the show. There are a few things that we like to do on the show. One of them is name things.
We love naming teams.
We love naming teams. We love naming children. We just love putting names on things. Another thing we like to do is talk to parents of recruits. That's another thing that we like to do.
That's a wheelhouse.
It's just we're really in our element when that happens. And then thirdly, the thing we like to do on this show is help. We like to help people on this show, and we like to think we do that more often than not. And we're going to help somebody today, a very special somebody, who frankly called out. Who called out for us on Twitter.
Ooh, what are you talking about?
And his name is Mark Giannotto. He is the Commercial Appeal Tigers beat writer. Was he your successor?
My successor.
He was your successor.
I was his predecessor.
So there's a little bit of heat there.
We're gonna
mend that, and we're gonna help him. Now you ask, how could you possibly help Mark Giannotto? Well, on Twitter
Job. He doesn't need any help.
On Twitter last night, this is what he tweets. I've been tasked with picking a Mount Rushmore for Memphis sports.
He must have been listening to our Sam Mitchell interview.
He must have. The city, not just the university. I'm in no way qualified to do this. What four, or in the case of Sam Mitchell, three people would you pick?
Are we doing this for Sam or Giannotto?
Because
it's three or four. We're going with four.
We're
going
to do it. Yeah, Sam's is a little bit more unconventional.
Okay, so we're going with four.
We're
going
to go with four. So let's help out Mark Giannotto in picking and choosing a Mount Rushmore.
I don't think it's as tough as Giannotto thinks it is.
I agree.
Yeah.
Now, he said no matter what happens, he's learned through the process that it will be a thankless endeavor. There are way more than four worthy people for a Memphis Mount Rushmore.
Absolutely.
And that is true. Yeah. Listen, it's not just a Memphis Mount. It's a Memphis Sports Mount Rushmore. If you want to take it to Memphis, that's a totally different conversation.
Completely.
But we're going to keep this to Memphis sports. We're going to try to identify four athletes, four sports
people. I don't think this is going to take long at all.
To be on this monument. So I think you're right. I think there are three guys that are non-negotiable.
Mm-hmm.
Totally non-negotiable.
Tell us who they are.
Tick Price, Mark Ivoroni.
You're a fool.
Larry Porter.
Nah, that's silly, John. We're not playing silly right now. We're playing real.
No, I mean, it's obvious. There are three obvious.
Playing silly?
We're not playing silly.
Penny, Larry, Zeebo. Those are your three, right?
Non-negotiable.
You can't.
Non-negotiable.
You can't get them off.
Yeah.
You know, Larry, for everything he meant from a social standpoint, was a good player, came back as coach, legend. He's on that Mount Rushmore. He's on that monument. Penny Hardaway.
He's the best.
For everything he's done in the community.
Best player. Now he's back as a coach.
Probably the best pure basketball player to ever come out of Memphis.
I think so.
And obviously putting together a top 20 recruiting class in 3 weeks on the job.
He's getting bonus points for what he's done these first 3 months.
Let me ask you this. Would Penny be on the Mount Rushmore if he was not the Memphis basketball coach?
I still think he would. Yeah.
Okay, you still think he'd be on it?
Yeah.
Because he was such a good ambassador for the city.
No question. Always has been. Gave a million.
But it 100% solidifies it that he is the Memphis basketball coach.
Yes, and what he's done so far.
And then you're exactly right, Zach Randolph. I mean, how can you have a Mount Rushmore without Zach Randolph?
Zeebo embodies us, and I think it's non-negotiable. Mm-hmm. Like you said, I will play devil's advocate. What about Mike right there, just because he is your own?
Mike who?
You drafted
Conley in terms of you drafting him.
No.
I don't think it's that. I mean, I think there are some Conley folks that would – there's some people that would pick Conley over Zeebo, I think, because of that.
He hasn't made an all-star game.
We drafted him.
I can listen to the debate for sure.
Yeah. I think it's decent. I would still lean Zeebo's way. Just because we all got behind him.
I'm not trying to slander Mike Conley, but like he's not in this conversation.
When Zeebo told Kendrick, you know, what he'd do to him, that was us, right? I mean, that's how we felt, and so we kind of all fell in. And it was always that, right? He's on top of Blake. It's us on top of Blake. So he embodies us. But Mike, he's the true Grizz.
Mike's the true Grizz that's going out to Jackson Hole, Wyoming with Kanye West at his listening party.
Dude. What do you? He can't go on his in the offseason.
Yeah,
go listen to Kanye West.
What's wrong with that? That's kind of cool.
Was he drafted by the Memphis Grizzlies, John?
He was, but I don't.
He's been nowhere else. He's known no other home.
But I just don't think
his
career
NBA
has
home.
Not been good enough. I'm okay, sorry.
I'm just bringing up as a devil's advocate. I think there are some people that would pick Mike over Z-Bo. I would not. I'm with you. I'd have Z-Bo on this.
The question is number four. That's really the only. That's what it comes down to is four. The fourth face, and it is the fourth face. You know, Penny, Larry, Z-Bo. Automatic in. First ballot, Memphis, Mount Rushmore.
I think it's pretty fair.
Yeah. Like I don't know how you have a Mount Rushmore and those three aren't on it. The question is fourth. And, you know, you're going to have people who say, Kerry Middlecoff. You know, you're going to get some of that.
He was huge for golf.
Yeah, like, and frankly, that is just so beyond my lens.
He shot the 59, right?
I know, he did.
Am I not mistaken on that? Yeah. I mean... Middlecoff's big.
But it was so before my time. Hell, it was even before your time, you know? So it's hard to properly put in perspective.
Okay, they were before your time, too.
Well, I know, but, like, I still feel the impact of Larry Finch today.
Let's respect history. We'll put him there and see if
there's anybody. He's in the conversation.
And see if who's better. That's all. That's what we'll do. We're not marking off Kerry Middlecoff yet.
Who else you got? What about D'Angelo?
That silence was telling. Maybe. Why, I mean, why did we go so
you're
silent?
You're the one that was silent. I asked the question. You're the one that was
I mean, Bennett's eyes went to the ground. I'm looking around. I mean.
I know mine.
Well,
no,
are we
hold
not,
on. We're,
before we get to yours, we asked a question about D'Angelo. What do we think about D'Angelo is.
I'm gonna do it.
What?
Nope. Should have gone in against Tennessee. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wow. I'm sorry. He is an ambassador.
Whoa.
Yes, I know. I know.
Yeah, I was not prepared
okay, but
for
Joe
that.
Had to go. He could have played.
I mean, come on.
I feel like you just. Stabbed
I just feel
me.
You like you.
It almost hurt me to say.
You
again,
feel like
this is important.
It's a tough process.
We don't have any. We don't have five faces.
Okay, but can we just talk about the fact that you were hard on LeBron yesterday because you didn't think he was hurt? You're hard on D'Angelo because you just don't believe anybody ever gets hurt.
Keep in mind. This fool said Chicago Bears just not going to go to the playoffs because of the Chicago Bears.
He literally bet against
it. It's fresh. There's some hurt feelings there.
He literally bet against it.
Maybe so. Maybe we found the root of it, okay?
Okay. All right. So you're not
no.
putting D'Angelo on.
Are you?
No, probably not.
Then what are you coming down on me for?
Okay.
This is simple.
You
I'm
spoke.
Stop because you're blowing this. Jerry Lawler.
That's
he's the
mine.
Fourth.
Now, Jerry Lawler's got a little bit of baggage, though.
Prove it.
I mean, does he not?
Good point, Bennett.
Does he remember the letter from back in the day? I'm just saying he has a little bit of baggage.
I'm just saying prove it.
Is he not the face of wrestling in Memphis and the history of wrestling
is.
In Memphis?
He definitely is. And so when you think about Memphis, you think about...
Is he not the reason we're having a SmackDown tonight
in
Memphis, Tennessee?
I'm going to endorse that. I'm going to endorse Jerry Lawler as the fourth face because Memphis wrestling is such a thing. There's Memphis rap, there's Memphis wrestling, there's Memphis barbecue. Like that's
well put.
Yeah, and wrestling should get respect.
Memphis basketball.
Memphis basketball, of course, but that's in that pantheon,
well
right?
Done, yeah.
And so I believe that Jerry Lawler has done enough in his career, obviously as long as he was with the WWE and putting Memphis on the map from a wrestling perspective.
I would agree.
I you can still feel it today. I think he deserves me on.
And like you said, I mean, are we getting WWE events every couple months?
What it feels like.
You know, I mean, I don't know if we're getting them because of Jerry directly.
But I feel like the WWE looks
the love
in Memphis.
Of wrestling here.
Started
exactly.
Because of Jerry Lawler. I agree with you.
Certainly tied to him.
So that's does anybody have any...
What was you had four? Wait,
that
is
was
yours
mine.
Different than that?
No, mine was Penny, Larry, Z-Bo, and Jerry Lawler.
Now, are you just saying that's Jerry Lawler because SmackDown is here and Samoa Joe's coming in studio?
Not at all. I think it's legit.
The reason being, too, is because think about it. You got two Tigers on there, and that's the first love. Everyone loves the Tiger basketball team. You got two of the all-time great Tigers on there. Grizzlies are newer than the Tigers. They haven't been here as long, but you got your all-star, your guy who started the grit grind movement. He was the guy for so many years.
Retired here.
And then what wrestling is meant to the city of Memphis, we consider wrestling a sport here in Memphis.
What is a sport?
You have to have...
Jason thinks it's fake, but...
It's far from it. You have to have, you know, the greatest wrestling ambassador out of Memphis. On
I mean, I think it's that
sorry. Sure. I want to apologize right now to Rochelle Stevens. She's a gold medalist. We just couldn't get her on there.
There are a lot of people that are going to be myth that they're not on
we
our
couldn't
list.
Get her on
I
there.
Think there's going to be a lot of
Mike
people.
Mike Singletary may one day make his case.
Ain't no way.
I think there's going to be people.
He doesn't even eat here.
I think I think there would be people that are mad that there's not a Memphis football player on the list.
Eating Memphis. I ate in Dallas last night. Thank you.
I've never eaten at Memphis cuisine. Thank you.
Is there
I could see him as a Mount Rushmore bust, though. I thank you.
That's funny.
For your consideration.
Something that might be a little tougher is the worst.
What do you mean, like the anti-Mount Rushmore for Memphis sports?
That's the one you had started to name out. You had some bad names. You brought up some bad memories.
I did.
With those names you said earlier.
Now, the problem is going to be, I feel like it was pretty
easy.
Didn't
you tweet this last night or something? I like this. You had a pretty good four.
Yeah, I did. It was pretty easy to identify the four Mount Rushmores.
Mount Rushmore. Give it to us.
This is going to be tougher, though. The four that I submitted to Mark Giannotto for his project were John Calipari.
Ask for the four words.
I was being crazy. It
ended up to probably be good radio.
Yeah. I submitted John Calipari. I submitted Pau Gasol.
John is one you should probably have to consider for, though.
You could consider him for both. That's the amazing thing. So John Calipari, Pau Gasol, Larry Porter, and Mark Ivarone.
No.
It's hard to find four, though.
You got to put Hashim on there.
See, you probably do.
People play hate on Pau. Well, it's not play hate. They actually have some real... But don't you have to be bigger?
Right.
Dude, people loved Pau before that all fell apart.
Exactly. Before it fell apart, we loved him.
Right.
We absolutely loved him.
And you have some reverence for him.
You had Ivarone?
I had Ivarone on there. I mean, I was struggling to come up with, like, I was thinking about, like, Tick Price should probably be on that list.
Bro, I think that one's going to be.
I would like to take calls
across
on this.
Across the board.
I would like to take calls on the anti.
Tick Price would be across the board.
Because the Mount Rushmore is so cliche at this point, we should just do the anti-Mount Rushmore of things.
That's absolutely J&J right
there. So we're going to take some calls later in the show on the anti-Mount Rushmore. But, yeah, I mean, let's just think of some people that should be in consideration. John Calipari, Pau Gasol, Larry Porter, Tick Price. Mark Ivarone was a horrible coach. Who else? Who else
Hashim.
Should we consider? Hashim Thabeet.
All day long.
I mean, Hashim goes in
Chris
over Pau every day.
Does Chris Wallace get on this?
On there?
I'm asking. Does he? Do we?
Certainly.
Is he in consideration?
Consideration.
You know, our callers are going to say Chris Wallace.
TBD. We'll find out after this week.
Okay.
He's right. We should add in this draft.
Yeah. Well, we won't know after this week. I mean, it's not like we're going to know.
We're going to know.
Did you see the report from Woj about Jaren Jackson?
No.
That he's quickly becoming the prospect that teams outside the top four are trying to get in for, and that offers might be tantalizing to the Grizzlies. What if he swindles, you know, a team outside the lottery for a good player? You know, I don't know. We'll see.
I've always said you got to look at trading back.
Is there anybody else that we're missing? All right, so we'll take calls on this later and determine who our anti-Mount Rushmore is. We'll come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Can't figure out what to get Dad for Father's Day this year? Then do what folks have been doing since 1957 and get to Cowboy Corner Boots and Jeans and find Dad a new pair of boots, either hardworking and durable work boots or traditional Western boots. Recognized brands like Ariat, Justin, Double H, and Rocky, just to name a few. With over 5,000 pair, you're sure to find just the right boot. In addition to a world-class boot department, Cowboy Corner features the best of Wrangler and Ariat jeans and shirts for men. So take care of your dad and treat him to something great from Cowboy Corner Boots and Jeans on Good Road in South Haven.
Always overpromise. Advice you're likely to get from someone who owns a Ram truck. Because with the all-new 2019 Ram 1500, you're not only capable of always living up to expectations, but exceeding them. For instance, when your buddy forgets to mention that he's bringing his ATV, a half-faced cord of wood, and his new 8-rack smoker on your camping trip, no sweat, because you know a 2,300-pound payload capacity can handle it. Ram, built to serve. Hurry in now to your Ram dealer for great deals on the most capable Ram 1500 ever.
Right now, current owners of select light-duty trucks finance and get $9,500 in total values on the 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab. Payload worn properly equipped on 2019 models. Total values include combined cash allowances and $3,000 Bighorn package value. Current truck must be registered to consumer for 30 days prior to purchase. Financing for all qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital. Not all buyers will qualify. Residency restrictions apply. See dealer for details. Offer ends 7/5/18.
Listen up. Lessons from Snoop. Start with the basics. Everyone thinks it's all about the car and the clothes. But start with the skin. Start with the hair. And make sure down there is working. So what we gonna do right here? We gonna get dressed, look fresh. I never promise anything, but here's one thing I'm gonna promise. From me to you, Go to forhims.com and get your game together so you can look good, feel good, and perform well in the bedroom. Go to forhims.com, the wellness brand for men. They got a one-stop shop for your hair, your skin, and even for your hell on. It's $5. $5 to try it out, man. And it comes right to your crib. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Don't meet me there. Beat me there. Go to forhims.com/love. forhims.com/love. Forhims/love. Go.
When was the last time you replaced your toothbrush? I know I've been awful about that in the past. Do you always brush twice a day for a full 2 minutes? Paying attention to these good habits has a huge impact on your health. Introducing Quip, spelled Q-U-I-P, the new electric toothbrush that helps fix the brushing habits that most people get wrong. Quip does this with a lightweight and sleek design that I love. Simple time vibrations and guiding pulses to help give you the perfect 2 minute clean. Bulky electric brushes have awkward charging stands, modes you don't need, and cost 5 times as much. Quip starts at just $25, and you can get brush head refills automatically delivered on a dentist-recommended 3-month schedule for only $5, and shipping's free. Quip has been featured in GQ, Oprah's O-List, and Time Magazine named it one of the best inventions of the year. Go to getquip.com/smith right now and get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/smith, spelled GETQUIP.com/smith. Get back to healthy brushing habits with Quip.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. For 30 years, we've been in the business of bringing dignity back to those who've lost it. And it isn't something we take for granted. Dignity means bringing a paycheck home, being able to put food on the table, and provide for your family. For 30 years, I've fought to bring dignity back to those who lost it after an accident or an injury. And because we believe in dignity, it is also the heart of our charitable contributions and our fight for the powerless. It's why we donated $10 million to pass the legalization of medical marijuana in Florida, so that the most ill can live and die with dignity. Let my family fight for your family and your dignity. Call us for a free consultation. Dial pound law on your cell phone. That's pound 529. Morgan & Morgan, forthepeople.com.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Bureau, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And as promised, he is Bobby Marks, a front office insider for ESPN. And he's going to be a very, very busy man over the next couple weeks. So we appreciate his time. He joins us now. Bobby, how are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
We appreciate your time. We're doing well here in Memphis, obviously, in advance of the draft. Ask us in a week how we're doing. But for now, we're okay. All right, so we are officially on LeBron James' watch. Do you think he knows where he wants to go? Do you think he knows?
No, I don't. I don't think he knows where he wants to go. And, what are we, 3 weeks away from free agency? I would expect probably within the next week there will be some type of meeting between himself and his representatives, hopefully, and they'll lay out kind of what his options are going to be. It's a lot different than, if James was a free agent in 2016 when we had that big salary cap spike, and we had, 26, 27 teams with room. I think when you look at James's options, and this is hopefully how they present it, you have the tier with Cleveland staying home, 5 years, 205. You know what you got there. Basically, the core of that group returns, and you get the eighth pick in draft. The Lakers and Philadelphia have room to sign him outright. Mm-hmm. And then you have that next group of teams that do not have the cap space to sign him, basically would need cooperation from Cleveland to work out some type of trade of James opting in. And that includes – Houston, Miami. I'm not ready to put San Antonio. They'd have to really move a lot of pieces there. And, the issue with those teams is that, what's left standing when he gets there? Like Houston, I know that's the hot name, but you're going to lose Eric Gordon and P.J. Tucker and probably most of your most of your bench there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't know if Miami's a realistic option just because you got to give up so much there. But, yeah, it's going to be a three-week process leading up to July 1 where I'm sure we'll see the list of names post-draft, and then we move on from there.
Your colleague Brian Windhorst, I don't know in what context it was, but I saw that on the Dan Le Batard show. He said maybe the best option for LeBron might be to convince KD to join him with the Lakers. Do you think LeBron will even that he'll reach out to KD? You think they'll talk?
I think the likelihood is that you will probably hear him reach out probably to Paul George.
That's what I thought.
To see if, you know, if there's a grouping there to go to Los Angeles or Chris Paul. I think that's the likelihood. I think, you know, Kevin Durant's made it pretty clear,
yep.
you know, where he's going
that's
to sign, and he's on record. You know,
yeah.
we talked to him, I guess, over the weekend, and Rachel Nichols talked to him and said that his intent to return to Golden State, and he can basically sign whatever type of contract, short or long term, that he wants. But I think the Lakers are in play only if one of those players go with him.
Mm-hmm.
I have a hard time believing that LeBron would go there by himself, because although how great he is, you are in the West, and you are not better than Golden State or Houston.
That's absolutely right.
Right, and to me, and by the way, I mean, the Lakers are now and again, we're 3 weeks away, like you said, but they are the current favorite right now, overwhelmingly, to land LeBron James. I'm just curious, like, why the Lakers? Why would they be the favorite? Is it the entertainment side? Like, is that a big aspect?
Are they banking
of this
on one of the stars, one of these other stars that you mentioned, Bobby, to go? Is that these odds makers? What do you think?
I think that's where you're looking at it. I mean, as I said, I would be stunned if he goes by himself and he's waiting for help. Because, and even guys, let's say Paul George joins him, okay?
Right.
And they go there and you're with Kuzma and Lonzo Ball and Brandon Ingram, Josh Hart, okay? They're still not the best team in the West.
I agree. They're
not even the second best
100%.
Team in the West. Because, I don't know what I'm going, as I said, I don't know what I'm getting out of those young kids when we get to the playoffs.
Exactly.
None of those guys have been there before. And you're likely going to have to face a Golden State or Houston, you know, in round two if you get out of round one. So I understand the appeal of Los Angeles. I understand that if they were in the East, I would make a stronger argument for them.
Absolutely.
But I think when you look at it, I think it's, you know, it's Cleveland or possibly Philadelphia, or if a team can work out some type of trade, which is not going to be easy.
Yeah, to me, Bobby, and it's not obviously not my decision. I'm not LeBron James. He can go wherever he wants to go. But if it was me, if I was LeBron James, if I'm going to lose to the Warriors, I would much rather do it in the NBA Finals. I would much rather keep that streak alive as opposed to, like, seeing them, you know, who knows? Maybe you see them in the first round. Maybe you see them in the second round. Because if you start losing in the first and second round, that's where your legacy starts to cut. Like, if he's going to the Finals and he just loses to the Warriors, that's forgivable. That's fine. That's at the highest stage. But if, you know, he starts losing in the second round or the conference finals to the Warriors, I think that kind of changes the discussion a little bit, and that's what I would want to avoid if I was him.
No, I think you're right. I mean, I think, you know, it's funny. We get in, you know, we're in this day and age where, you know, getting to four finals in a row and winning one isn't good enough anymore. And, mm-hmm. you know, I understand you got swept by Cleveland, but him returning – you add the eighth pick in the draft, you know, maybe another year with this current group. I mean, you'll probably be in the same position. You know, Boston will certainly get better in Philadelphia also. And, you know, we'll figure it out in the next 3 weeks, but I just have a hard time trying to place him in Los Angeles, of course, unless one of those guys are there with him.
Bobby, I keep seeing Philly and thinking maybe it's the best fit. You've mentioned they've got the money to do it. If you're Philly, if you're in that front office, what's your pitch to him like? What are you telling him? What about adding years to your career? Because we've got another ball handler with Ben Simmons. You know, you can at times you can lay off a little bit when you need to. Got the rim protector in Embiid. I mean, it looks attractive to me, Bobby. What do you think?
Yeah, I think my pitch would be that we have three players in the prime of their career Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, Dario Saric. We still don't know what we have with Markel Fultz. You add the 10th pick in the draft. You still have Robert Covington to add there. And these guys are in the prime of their career. It's not a window that's closing. I think that is your pitch. And I think that's the pitch with, you know, I would certainly think that Paul George would be interested in a Philadelphia just because I think it's a really good fit there. But,
mm-hmm.
yeah, that's my pitch there. And they really don't have to do much to clear some extra money. It's not like you're tearing down that roster.
Right.
We are, of course, talking to Bobby Marks, for Office Insider for ESPN on Twitter at BobbyMarks42. Your colleague, Zach Lowe, has a great piece up on Kevin Durant on ESPN.com now. His dad is quoted in the piece, and he says he is chasing validation, not necessarily MJ's ring count, but chasing validation. And not from Twitter users, but from his peers, from his super. But I do think he wants it from Twitter users, too. But more importantly, from superstar peers. Bobby, does he have it? And if he doesn't have validation from his peers, I got to wonder, after two straight finals MVPs,
right,
is he ever going to have it if he doesn't have it?
If he doesn't have it now, I don't know if he'll ever get it.
I'm with you.
I mean, he's got validation from me.
Me too.
And it's not like he went there and kind of rode those guys' coattails, Thompson, Green, and Curry. I mean, this is a guy who's been the finals MVP the last 2 years and had been in a lot of big games. And, that game three in Cleveland was as good as a game you will see by an all-NBA type player here. So, yeah, I think the stigma of Durant going to Golden State in 2016 will stay with him forever. And I think it's up to Kevin to kind of put his blinders on and really block out the outside noise and worry about what he can control right now. Because there's nothing – you can't go back in history here.
Right, and you know what? I would
get
say
thicker skin.
I'll
I'm
say
with
this:
Bobby.
I was critical of Kevin Durant because they were up 3-1 on the Warriors, right? Like they were his last season with the Thunder, they were up on. I do wonder if they had lost in the playoffs to anybody other than the Warriors, and then he joined the Warriors. It would be a different discussion about Kevin Durant, wouldn't it? Like if the Rockets, for instance, would have put the Thunder out instead of the Warriors, and he wouldn't join the Warriors. I don't think he would have faced as much criticism, Bobby. I think because they lost to the Warriors, and they were up on it. I think that invited a lot of it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you had a team that had won 73 games mm-hmm. that year, and, that you wound up losing to in a Western Conference Finals when you probably should have won, and you did not play one of your best games, in a game six, I guess, at home. So that's the criticism there, that you already went to a team that had already won a championship, and it was a self-made team, and they would have competed for another championship with or without you. Would they have won another one with a Harrison Barnes and Andrew Bogut? I don't know. I can't make that argument right now.
Bobby, you got any feel in terms of this draft on these guys? We've had those 1, 2, 3, 4 spots kind of pegged out, maybe even all the way down to 5. But, here recently you're hearing some buzz about Porter and maybe he's rising, Bamba as well. For you, do you think there'll be a guy, maybe it's one of those two that jumps in, maybe top 3, top 4, one of those guys that maybe we had outside of it to start?
I think Michael Porter Jr. is the wild card.
He's the one.
I do, because he was pretty much a consensus top 3 pick before this season started. And, in his injury and in the back surgery, I am sure there'll be a team that falls in love with him through these individual draft workouts.
Mm-hmm.
The expectancy is that the medicals will likely check out. I've not heard otherwise yet. And I think that's a guy that, we have him, I think, projected to go right in that 7-8 range.
Yep.
If he jumps top 3, does that bump? What does that do? Does that bump guys back? So I think that's kind of – that would be the player to watch.
Gotcha.
I think if you're Memphis – I would be careful trying to move back in the draft. And, we've heard some things maybe regarding Chandler Parsons as far as attaching pick 4 to get rid of that contract and move back in the draft there. And I would warn them to be careful because I think there is a drawing point in this draft where you go from a great player in the top 5 or 6 to a very good player in that 8-12 range. And, where this team is, I think you need to get a great player.
100%.
I don't think you can stand for getting a good player just because you don't have your pick. And, where Mark and Mike are in their points of their career,
mm-hmm.
don't make up for a bad mistake with the Parsons contract by giving up a good player.
So you're saying that there are rumblings that the Grizzlies have been looking to get off of Chandler Parsons' contract via the number 4 pick?
Yes. And if it is, that that would be possibly attached in – to a team that you would move back in the draft and maybe a team that's outside of the top 10 would jump in there. So that's where, that's where I would be really cautious as far as, where you are for if you're Memphis. You're going to get a good player. I mean, you're going to get, either Luka Doncic or Jaren Jackson or Marvin Bagley, guys like that that can come in and play right now instead of maybe falling back out of the top 10 and look for a role player.
I'm just curious as to what the logic behind that hypothetical move would be, attaching Tanner to that number four pick, because I get it. Like, the contract is an awful contract, perhaps the worst in the league. But why are you opening up that cap space? What are the Grizzlies realistically able to do with that cap space? It's not like they're going to be able to attract another, you know, superstar to. So I just wonder what the, because you're right. Like, you have a prime opportunity at number four to draft a player that is considered to be very good. Yes. You're not going to, in theory, as a small market, be able to bring in the same kind of guy with the cap. I just don't. Well, what would the logic behind that be? Just moving off the contract completely and wiping your hands of it?
Yeah. I mean, there really isn't. I mean, there really isn't logic, because you look at it, it is not like you are going to go into the summer of 2019 and have a boatload of money to go out and spend, because you still have Gasol and Conley on your books. And you basically had to overpay Parsons to get there in the first place when that cap spike happened in 2016. And and how this Memphis team had been built before was through the draft. It's, you know, draft, develop, and retain, you know, with Mike and Mark, you know, guys like, you know, Tony Allen, you signed as a free agent. Zach, you got in a trade, and you retain those guys. But yeah, I would be just really cautious. I think the likelihood is that you don't see that, but that's kind of the thinking out there, is if you are a team that is in that 13 to 14 range, is there a risk trying to get that number four pick, but it will cost you taking on some money?
I do want to get your thoughts, and that's absolutely very interesting. I do want to get your thoughts on Luka Doncic. Your colleague at ESPN, Jonathan Givony, continues to get my hopes up, Bobby, that Luka is going to be there at four, and I'm trying not to commit to that idea, because he would really be the perfect piece. Do you think that there's a chance he lasts to four? And if so, I mean, that's got to be the pick for the Grizzlies, right?
It would. I think it would have been the pick for Memphis if they were at one.
Yep.
I do. Wow. I think if they would have gotten a number one pick in the lottery, I think that would have been the guy, because I just think he fits. You know, he's the best available, and he fits with Mike Conley, and you can play Mike off the ball if you had to, and give, you know, put the ball in Luka's hand, or you could do vice versa. And you know, I get the whole European, where it's going to be a little bit of adjustment. This is a kid who's been in Spain and has been a pro since he's been 13 and has basically been living on his own. Mm-hmm. And I think, yes, there'll be a little bit of a learning curve for him, but it is rare to get big guards in the draft, and especially one at who is, you know, 19 years old. So I do think he will be there. I think, you know, Ayton is probably the likelihood to go number one. I think a Bagley-Jackson combination will be probably 2 to 3, and then, you know, then Doncic is right, you know, right there. Unless there's a team like Dallas that maybe jumps up to two. Mm. You know, I haven't heard anything yet to try to get Doncic ahead of you. But yeah, I mean, I think if it stays pat, that's the player you were likely looking at.
Bobby, finally, want to ask you about a Memphian, Thaddeus Young, who right now, I think it was Woj, your colleague, reported that he's seriously considering opting out of that final year of his contract. I always thought he'd opt in because it's for $13.7 million, but I guess he's looking for years. Is this smart, Bobby? You've told us, you've educated us, it's not a good summer to be a free agent, but if you're looking to re-sign long-term with Indiana, I suppose that's his plan. Is this smart, Bobby?
It isn't. Unless you can get a deal from Indiana or a team that you are only going to lose a little bit. Mm-hmm. I think if you're Thaddeus, I would be careful, and you better have a safety net before you opt out for a team there. But the hard part is that if he opts out and does not get a long-term deal or at significant money, you're staring at the mid-level exception.
Yeah.
All right, and that starts at 8-6, so you're going to lose $5 million off the bat right there. And basically, you're playing years 2 and 3 for $6 million a piece.
Mm.
And I think you have to be, you know, I think you have to be really careful.
He's 29,
if you're
right.
If you're his agent, you really got to do your homework. Would there be a deal out there for 1 year at the number that he's opting out of? Possibly, but you're not going to know that until probably the second week of July, based on what happens with the Lakers, what happens with a team like Dallas.
Yep.
And you're on a good team. I mean, you're on a playoff team. You would probably have to go to get a big number. You would probably have to go to either Atlanta or Chicago or Dallas, Sacramento, maybe Phoenix, teams that are still in that rebuilding mode.
Interesting.
Bobby, man, can't thank
this
you enough
awesome
for your
stuff.
Time.
Thank
I know
you, man.
I know you're very busy, man. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, guys.
Yep, he is Bobby Marks. We must discuss that news. That is incredibly interesting. The news that Bobby Marks just shared with us that he has heard rumblings that the Grizzlies have at least entertained moving back in the draft by attaching Chandler Parsons to the number 4 pick. We're going to discuss that. And if it makes sense. When we come back, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
We're all excited for spring and summer to get here, but warm weather can cause unsightly weeds and algae to grow in your pond. Aquatic Control has over 50 years of experience managing lakes and ponds just like yours. From vegetation control to fountains and aeration systems or even fish management, Aquatic Control is a one-stop shop for your lake or pond needs in the Mid-South. Call their Memphis location at 901-779-3059 or visit aquaticcontrol.com for more information. Information and to schedule your free consultation.
Get to Samstown Hotel in Galley, Altoona this Father's Day weekend to celebrate. Saturday, when your name is called, step into our win machine and grab up to $5,000 with our Town of Odds giveaway. Sunday, treat someone special to brunch for just $9.99. Plus, earn points to get your Father's Day hat. Must be 21 or older. Other restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696.
Cause it just feels right. Samstown Casino.
Double Fuel Point weekends are back at Kroger. Get your coupon and a weekly ad on the app or at Kroger.com. Limited time only. Restrictions apply. See website for details.
Every interaction I've had with USAA has been an amazing experience, whether it's just an inquisitive phone call or the couple of times my wife has had to make an insurance claim.
I had to file a renter's insurance claim with USAA one time.
There's nothing fun about making insurance claims, but I immediately called USAA and they took care of all of the logistics. I could not believe how fast everything was taken care of. USAA was amazing.
Whenever I meet any veteran, first words out of my mouth, thank you for serving this country. Do you have USAA? If you don't, you better give them a call because they'll take care of you. I love USAA. They're almost like an extension of the family.
We're the Cochran family, and we'll be USAA members for life.
See how much you could save with USAA by bundling your auto and home insurance. Get a quote today.
Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Product membership eligibility and bundling savings restrictions apply and are subject to change. Members paid for their participation. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliate, San Antonio, Texas.
It's buy one, get one at your neighborhood CVS pharmacy with thousands of products to discover and hundreds of ways to save. This week, feel your best for less with Nature's Bounty and CVS Health Vitamins BOGO free. And save big on beauty with Revlon, Maybelline, and L'Oreal BOGO 50% off. Restrictions apply. See cvs.com/weekly ad for details.
At Simple Mobile, you get the no contract advantage. Unlimited talk and text plus 3 gigabytes of high-speed data for $25 a month with no mystery fees and no activation fees ever. Just $25 a month on a lightning-fast 4G LTE nationwide network and no contract. That's our best deal ever. Buyers now at nationwide retailers like Best Buy or at Simple Mobile dealers. Simple Mobile, out with the old, in with the simple.
A month equals 30 days. Limited time offer ends 9/30/18. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at simplemobile.com.
You're staring again, Tom. Sorry, I've never worked with, you know, goats. You've got a few goat co-workers, Tom. Really not a big deal.
It's just that yesterday when I mentioned that Regions Lock It lets me lock my Regions credit, check card, or now prepaid cards if they get lost or stolen, or I suspect unauthorized use.
Unauthorized use!
See, that, the screaming, it's unnerving.
Oh, like you don't worry about keeping your account safe?
Well, no. Regions Lock It lets me choose how and when I lock my Regions personal cards. I can lock my cards for online, in-store, and ATM transactions until I need to buy something, and lock it again after I make a purchase.
Oh.
See? It's easy.
So there's no reason to panic with Lock It.
Exactly. High five.
Five what, Tom?
Open a Regions checking, credit, or now card account with new Lock It. It's secure, easy to use, and customizable. Regions. Member FDIC. Your mobile carrier's messaging and data fees may apply.
50% of all men experience erectile dysfunction, or ED. The board-certified urologists at the Conrad Pearson Clinic offer the latest technology to eliminate ED. Now, with no drugs, no shots, and no pain, the doctors offer a true remedy. Most men are amazed after just 4 treatments of ED wave therapy, a non-invasive, painless 20-minute therapy. Go to conradpearsonclinic.com or call 901-252-3400 and make your appointment for this revolutionary new ED treatment exclusively at the Conrad Pearson Clinic.
Get My Perks has a sweet deal for you today. $30 of delicious treats and nothing bun cakes for only $20. So get yours before they're gone at getmyperks.com.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
In the walls of your home, your floors that are sinking, sloping a bit, that could be signs of a foundation problem. And if you got a foundation problem, you got a serious problem, you need to get in touch with Redeemers Group, because they've been serving Memphis and the Mid-South for a decade. They offer complete and permanent solutions at an affordable price. They handle foundation repair, crawl space repair, basement waterproofing, concrete leveling. You just give them a call. 451-8765. They're going to send an expert out to your home at no cost. They come out, they assess the situation, and then they give you an estimate. At that point, you decide exactly what you want to do. If you want to proceed with the project, that's awesome. You mentioned my name, John Martin. You get an additional $50 off your repair project. If you don't want to proceed for whatever reason, maybe the problem is not that big of a deal or it costs more to fix than you have, it doesn't matter. You just say no thanks, and you owe them nothing. They walk away. You don't owe them a penny. So there's no harm in calling. That's why you should call Redeemers Group, 451-8765, 451-8765. And they're on the web, Redeemers Group. com. All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. We just had Bobby Marks on the show from ESPN,
wasn't it?
Who said that he's heard some rumblings about the Grizzlies possibly attaching Chandler Parsons to the number four pick, moving back in the draft, getting off of the Chandler Parsons contract. Now, some people have said this is an old rumor. I don't know how people could... I missed that rumor completely.
If it is, it doesn't seem like it's been discussed very much publicly.
Because the way that Bobby kind of said it was like, it was real. You know? It was a... You can turn... The music's still on, bro. I feel like I'm going schizophrenic here.
You're all right.
But yeah, the way that Bobby kind of talked about it was that it there were legs to it, kind of, in a way. And then obviously he wasn't reporting that it was going to happen. But he mentioned that he'd heard some things that might indicate the Grizzlies were looking to do that. Now, obviously, the Grizzlies would get back a player at that salary, or a group of players that would match the salary.
Yeah, you wouldn't think it's a player. You'd think it's a group. If you're getting players back, right, it's going to be guys that add up.
You would get something. You would get something in exchange for Chandler Parsons. But whatever that is.
And not taking somebody and lock that money back up.
Yeah, because Chandler Parsons has a four-year, $94 million deal. You know, so... Little less than...
No, Bobby said it'd be to clear cap space. Just kind of get out of it. But again, if you're getting out of it just for cap space, and you're giving up the opportunity to get a potentially franchise-changing... Again, potentially.
Yeah.
Franchise-changing pick.
Yeah.
I mean, what sense does that make?
Well, I don't know why it would make sense for a team to trade to do that, to take on 2 years of Chandler Parsons.
All that money.
Yeah.
And knowing what the likely return is going to be.
Yeah, you know, now, Woj has said...
Likely a lot less than average.
Woj has said Jaren Jackson Jr. had a fantastic workout with the Phoenix Suns over the weekend.
And
that he might be the kind of prospect that teams want to trade in the top four to get, outside of, obviously, the top four, the lottery, whatever, what have you. But would it be worth taking back 2 years of Chandler Parsons, who... You know, who knows what he is at this point?
We do know.
Well, right.
I think.
Right.
I mean, what's the ceiling at this point?
You know,
12 and 6?
10 and 5.
10 and 5?
Yeah.
I mean, we know. It's gonna be, you know, a less than average return on what you're getting. No question about it. So, again, now you brought this up, and when you know, it was new to us. So, when he comes up with Bobby, you automatically, you're running it through your mind. It does. It seems, who's going to, for the Grizzlies, why are you throwing away the chance to change, you know, get a franchise change, you pick at four, potentially. Mm-hmm. Why are you, what if, John, it's somebody like, what if the pick isn't as far down as you think? What if it's the Bulls at 7, willing to take on Chandler to come up? You know what I mean? I mean, is that far enough? Are we still at that it's stupid if it's 7? You know what I mean? I mean, Bobby makes the point that, look, 7 or 8 is where the picks about start changing. I think he started at 8, if I'm not mistaken. That's where it kind of starts changing. You go from top tier, right?
Yep.
You kind of 1B, and then you're off in the.
Well, I'll tell you who the number 8 pick is right now. I'll just tell you.
Well, tell me who 7 is, and tell me who they've got.
NBADraft.net has Mikal Bridges at 7 to the Bulls.
Well, ESPN's got Trae Young going to the Bulls at 7. And obviously Bobby with the and then Cleveland Cavaliers selecting Michael Porter Jr. My point, John, would be that I'm creating this to ask you, what if you could get Porter Jr. down there, 7-ish, right? And we hear the word that maybe he's rising, but what if you could get him at 7 and get Chandler off the books? Does it make more sense then?
I mean, yes.
That's the only way you can sort of start talking, right?
But there's no guarantee. There's no guarantee that moving back, you get Michael Porter Jr.
Absolutely not, especially with the news that we're hearing that he is one of the risers. And Bobby just confirmed that maybe this guy does go in the top 3.
And do you think a team would just to move up four spots?
It's how much they value their guy up there, isn't it? Yeah, that like you're willing
you
to take
think,
on.
Do you think three spots? I mean, you're talking about a team coming from like the bottom of
the
draft.
Yeah, exactly. I'm at a point now. Can you write this off as garbage? Because that would be the case, right, where you think the Grizzlies could still feel like they could get possibly their guy, right, down at 7? Clippers, what's that, 12 and 13? No. Right, because that is definitely in the other tier.
Yeah.
But if say there's truth to this, and Grizzlies think they could get the guy at 7, that's the only way I can make sense of it. That's all I'm doing, because I'm with you that it doesn't make a hell of a lot of sense at all.
Because for me, if you're worried about the albatross that is the Chandler Parsons contract, the hay is in the barn, so to speak. You're already halfway through it.
Well, like you said, who are you going to attract?
Yeah, like and
you know, what big name free agent we gonna get?
And I assume you would probably bring in guys on 1 year deals on expirings, right? Like on expiring contracts to match the salaries, so you could. But what have the Grizzlies historically done with cap space? And I'm not saying you shouldn't go after guys. I'm not saying you shouldn't pursue. But it's just harder for the Grizzlies to get they have to overpay. I'm sick of that.
It's not impossible. I mean, you got the money, and
they tend to keep their own, is what the Grizzlies do.
True, just sticking with that argument, though, just kind of sticking with it. That's the one thing about there's no money, right? We've discussed it with Bobby that it is a bad time to be a free agent. You'd have some money, right? And so you become Memphis. You become a lot more attractive, though, John, when you've got it and it's a tight market. It's a little bit different
that's
than in
true.
The past where everyone's had the money. You get Chandler's off. Okay, Memphis, usually not a high-priority destination for free agents. Well, you're a little more attractive now because no one's, for the most part, there's 6, 7, 8 teams that've got money, John.
Yeah.
The rest of the league's tight.
Yeah.
It's all tight.
No, it's interesting. It's an interesting rumor. I would say
if you're doing this, you can't slide down too far. I think that's the point.
Like,
if this is real, you can't go too far down.
Like I honestly, the return would have to be it could not be just about getting off of Chandler Parsons' contract. Like
because you're losing the
that
chance.
That cannot
to get
be the main incentive.
A player that could possibly change everything.
Yeah.
A superstar.
And again, this is so hypothetical that we don't even know what the return might look like. You know, it could be you could get a good player, two good players in return. Like there was they did talk about it on Kevin O'Connor's podcast. He mentioned the 12-13 picks, Tobias Harris and Patrick Beverley.
That's just too low for me. But go ahead.
Well, that's it.
He didn't mention 7 and 22 and a possible player from the Bulls.
He just mentioned the Clippers.
Come up.
Yeah, just mentioned the Clippers.
See, I think the Bulls think they're gonna get a steal at 7 right now. That's what I think. I think if whether it's Michael Porter Jr. dropping something like that, I think they feel pretty good.
I do think the Grizzlies are in a better spot at 4 than we thought they would be when the lottery happened.
Heck yes.
You know, because there will be, look.
I told you, huge difference between this spot and 5.
Somebody's going to drop.
And when Chris said that, we all rolled our eyes, right? We said, but I sat here and told you, it's real. Huge difference between the 4 and that 5 spot, man. Just in terms of the options, guys, people want to trade up into this top 4. I mean, big time difference.
I would also say, too, and a listener brings this up, Sean brings this up on Twitter, you don't know what the first round pick in 19 or depending on how you do during the season, you may or may not have a first round pick next year or the year after. And so you have to keep the ones you have that are as premium as the number 4 pick because
true
where's
that.
Your young talent?
You know my deal on that. We don't have much of it.
You know, and you got
I know that
everybody
so
is scared of the rebuild, myself included, but at some point like you have to acknowledge that it's coming. And when it does come, you want to be somewhat equipped to not be like the Sacramento Kings and be wandering in the wilderness for 15 years.
Exactly.
You don't want to be the Sacramento Kings.
Again, I'm so proud of you because here you are coming all the way back around to my side. Well, I've been telling you the entire time.
Now, if Jaren Jackson,
you want to get here?
If I told you Jaren Jackson,
you needed to be more proactive, John.
If I told you Jaren Jackson's the pick at four, though, would you trade down? Would you do the deal?
Hell yeah, I've said that from the get go. If it's Bulls, I'm not going down for those Clippers picks. But do you think
the Bulls are going to trade?
I think they feel pretty good. Dude, they're one of the teams with multiple picks.
Right.
So you've got to watch out for those. You've got to watch out for the Clippers. So, yeah. I mean, you're looking at them. But, no. Look, I made that point day one. Once we knew what the pick was, I said if I just got JJJ, for me, I realize all these experts say he could be the best player in the draft, all that. I'm just going to stick to where I was on JJ. For me, no. Because I'm thinking 2-3 years down the line, can he carry this thing? It doesn't sound like it to me.
Philly has multiple picks.
What are they?
They have a lot of picks. They have the 10th pick. They have the 26th pick.
Again, 10 too low for me for my first one.
They've got, what's this, they've got 4 picks in the second round. So you know they're moving off some of those.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.